The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, trying to swallow a cup of tea, a sip of tea.
Yeah, hopefully not the whole cup all at once.
No.
Oh, wow. What a great day.
It is.
If you're here for it.
Right.
Today's theme of this show is called Getting Past Your Past. That's pretty easy to do.
Well, not for everybody.
All you have to do is be here.
Yes, but for most people it's difficult to get here.
Well, let's make it easy for them.
Okay. Transformation Made Easy is our website.
So...
why not? Transformation Made Easy anyway.
So I sense a theme, being here and Transformation Made Easy.
Right. It's all very easy, but you have to get here. And what gets you here is?
Listening.
Really?
Really listening. You know, each moment is unique.
Yeah.
And if you're here for it and you're listening, then you'll recognize, even if you've listened to every single one of our shows, which is more than 350, much more, because come February we'll be on our 400th show.
Wow.
Yeah. You'll notice that we speak about listening generally at the beginning of each show, and it's always different.
And we're always talking about listening because it is the single most important and easiest way to get your life on track. Now, that seems so odd. When I hear myself say that, it seems odd. But the reality of it is that there's only the current moment of your life, and if you're listening to your thoughts about your past, you're not here for your life. And when you're not here for your life, you make mistakes, you do things that produce accidents, then those accidents can have a profound impact on how you go about your life from that point going forward. So we're talking about discovering how to access and live in the current moment of your life. Most of us think about what's being said rather than just let it in. It's okay. It won't hurt you.
Most of us are really used to having commentary in our thoughts in a nanosecond about what's being said. And it's really about disengaging from the commentary and hearing what another person has to say from his or her perspective. Using your senses are a brilliant, they're just brilliant to bring you into the moment. And one of the things Shia and I were noticing today was how every leaf...
it's fall here, and the leaves are falling from the trees, and each leaf falls differently from every other leaf. There are no two that are falling the same. They're all different. They're different shapes and sizes, even when they come off the same trees.
By the way, if it's your first time with us today, you will notice that Shai and I finish each other's sentences. We finish each other's ideas. It's our communication style. But
let's talk about listening again, though.
Okay.
You see, most people don't realize that you do not have to agree or disagree to hear what somebody says. If you agree with what they say, you're checking into what you already know, coming from your past. And if you disagree, you're checking in with what you already know, coming from your past. We're suggesting that you don't have to check to see whether or not it's true for you. You can hear it as though it's true for us.
You also don't have to agree or disagree with a person's communication style. Have you ever noticed if somebody's speaking to you and they're angry or they're upset or they use certain words that you find offensive, it's much more challenging to keep listening. But it's really about engaging to hear what another person has to say from his or her perspective, non-preferentially.
Non-judgmentally, non-preferentially. It's not normal to listen that way because you've been trained by the culture you grew up in to be critical of what other people say because you don't want to get taken or hoodwinked or seen to be a fool.
And of course, if you're in a class and you have a professor who's lecturing, you're going to want to sift through and find the salient points. But what we're talking about here is the discipline of engaging fully, non-preferentially, with whatever's happening.
In your life, in the current moment of your life.
As Sean and I were talking earlier about the different senses as access ways into the moment, I find it more challenging with visuals. Like, I've been watching
The Leaves Fall
today. But one of the things that happens is that it's easier for me to additionally have a commentary about other things whilst watching them drift. I find it's easier to get distracted, and I really see that sometimes as people are driving down the street or they're driving down the freeways or thoroughfares here. You can tell by how a car is moving when you're driving up from behind it whether or not the driver is doing something in addition to driving. And sometimes it's not texting or being on the phone. Sometimes it's being lost in an internal conversation with themselves. So they're actually seeing what's on the road in front of them, but there's a gap between them and processing it because they're not truly being here. So today, if you want to be able to be skilled at getting past your past and being here, employ that skill set of listening.
Now, here's the other thing. People have the idea that they have to go over what happened in the past in order to get beyond it. You don't. You do not need to work on your broken childhood or your parents that were there too much or your parents that were there not enough, or that you got too much attention and they smothered you, or you didn't get enough attention and you were starved for attention. You don't have to go back there and work on all that crap. All you have to do is be here in this moment of your life, and everything will unfold perfectly.
You know, all of your self-limiting ideas are extrapolated out of your past as you've recorded it.
From the point of view of a child, mostly.
Yes, because our successes and failures were recorded by the person we were at the time of...
Those successes or failures.
And they get distorted over time.
And you tell your... And, see, if you're proving that your past was in somehow a disaster, then you will only gather evidence to prove that to be the case. And if you're proving that your parents did it wrong, you will find ample evidence to support that point of view. But our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It's not psychological. It's not about going back and fixing anything. It's about getting into the current moment of your life. That's all it takes. See, no two things can occupy the same you at the same time. So you can either be complaining about your past, or you can be experiencing this moment of your life. Now, most of us don't know we have that alternative. I mean, most of us think we have to work on our past to get beyond it. You don't. All you have to do is leave it alone and you're beyond it.
I love that.
Yeah.
We have a caller. Let's take her.
Sandy.
You with us?
I'm here.
Hi. Where are you today?
I'm good.
Good. Where are you?
Oh, where am I? I am in California.
Where? California is a big state.
Hayward, California.
Hayward, California.
Okay.
That's somewhere near the bay, yes?
Yes, it's about 30 miles from the bay.
But inland.
San Francisco.
But I'm on land, yes.
Yeah, inland.
Yes, inland.
To the east of San Francisco.
Yes, to the east of San Francisco, sometimes known as the East Bay.
There you go, see?
Very good. Now people can kind of orient you in time and space.
What can we do for you today, Sandy?
Oh, I'm just so happy to be on the call, and I just love what you just said about blaming our parents for how we are today, like blaming our parents for who I am today, maybe is what I'm saying. And, you know, it's so cool that you said that, because part of what I was going to say was that I sometimes look back on a situation that had happened in my past, and then say, I wish that didn't happen, because then I would be a better fill in the blank.
Mm-hmm.
And like the situation, I actually was going to say this, and so many times I edit what I say, so I'm just going to say it. But you know, when I was younger, my parents, when I was five, my mom left for about a year and then came back. And I often think, you know, I wish that didn't happen, because then I would be a better mom myself. But when you just said what you said, I thought, how funny that is. That's how my mind operates. It's so sad.
Well, let's slow down for a second, Sandy. Here's the thing. The five-year-old came up with that brilliant deduction.
I wish my mommy didn't leave.
Yeah.
Then
I'm
I would
upset
be
because my mommy left.
Then I would be better at hopscotch.
Yeah.
And then what happens is we sophisticate that conversation over time.
That's true, yeah.
And interestingly enough, some of those conversations, like, I wish my mommy didn't leave, may be things that you overheard and parroted back.
Well, yeah.
I bet you there are people out there that are thinking, I wish my mommy left.
Yeah, maybe.
There was a young woman came to Monday recently, and she was telling us how her husband had died unexpectedly 4 years before, and he had gotten cancer, brain tumor, something of the such, and his death was very quick and unexpected. And she had a five-year-old son. She has a five-year-old son, so when her husband died, the son was 1 year old. And she was telling us how her son has gotten annoying recently, saying things like, I wish... And he didn't call him Daddy. He called him the name she called him. So I'm going to make up a name like Jake. I wish Jake were here because I miss him.
Now, he certainly doesn't miss him because he was too small to even conceptualize what a father is. He's repeating back what he's heard his mother say.
And he says things to her like, I'm sad today. I don't want to go to school because I miss Jake.
Wow.
And she, you know, was beginning to realize, obviously, that he was manipulating her. But what most of us don't realize is that we have these thoughts that we genuinely think are ours, and they can be habitual patterns set in place by something we absorbed and made our own.
You know, where we have just completed our fifth book, and it's A Guide to Practical Enlightenment. It's the first three words are, say yes to your life. Is that four? Say yes to your life. Five words. But it's a guide to practical enlightenment. And why was I saying this? What were you just talking about?
About, we were talking...
Oh, the home of the whoppers in there. Where I as a child, I told another child, as a teenager, I told another child who was 2 or 3 years younger than me, a big tall story about having done something. And then 50 or so years later, I connected up with this man, and he told me the story I told him as though he were there. And I said,
wow.
I gotta tell you this, man. You know, I made that up. He said, no, you didn't. I was there. I saw it. And then he offended himself that I challenged his memory. So, that leads me to, you know, a lot of what happened in our past is only a fantasy that we thought happened. Isn't real. Didn't. And even if it did, every moment of your past has gotten you to this current moment of your life. And if you didn't have it work out that way, you couldn't be where you are right now.
Now, here's another possibility, Sandy. From what we've heard, kids in the first 6 years of their life are in a theta brainwave state. They learn by absorption. So everything goes in as true. Makes me wonder a little bit if when your mom came back, if she felt conflicted, if she was worried she hadn't been a good enough mother, as if she worried that she had damaged you, and that you've picked up that idea as a legacy and carried it forward.
However, there comes a point in your life where you have choice.
Where you can forgive, as in give up the right to punish.
Or the desire to punish.
And that includes your
yourself.
History, it includes yourself, it includes your parents. And to recognize, if I have a question for you. I'm just switching gears slightly. Tell me one thing about your life that you consider a success or something you're very proud of. Just one thing.
My daughter, Lil.
It's entirely possible you never would have met Lil's father.
Had your mother been there.
Because, you know, every moment of our lives builds upon the moment that came before. So all those things that we cherish happen, including that we had the things that we have.
Say we don't like or didn't like.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. See, your life is truly yours when you stop complaining about a past that didn't happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I really like that. I like the thought of my mom coming back and thinking, you know, perhaps she let us down in some way or
well, wouldn't you?
She was the greatest mom. Yes, yes.
Wouldn't you be worried?
That you did it wrong?
Yes.
Look, Sandy, you know, most of us, most of the time, think we did our lives wrong. We said it wrong. We could have done it differently. We could have done it better. Most people are constantly monitoring what they say in order to try to say it right. So, you know, I'm going to say it right. We're going to go to a break now. Can you come back?
Yes, I can.
Excellent. We'll be back with Sandy and all of you if you make it back with us. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. this moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Cain. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Hey, welcome back. I want to let you know we're going to be in Florida on Friday night. We're doing a book signing and a book event with both our English and Spanish versions of How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, or La Relación Ideal in Spanish. And our lovely friend Fernanda is coming down to translate with us. It'll be in Coral Gables. If you want to join us, or if you have friends who you would like to send the info to, go up to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. It's on the home page, and you right up there under upcoming events, and you can click the links and find out all the details. And also, our wall calendar for 2015 arrives next week.
It is beautiful. Ariel took all the pictures. There's 13 magnificent pictures.
That's also on our website, on the homepage. You can take a look at it. You can pre-order it. For those of you who are coming to Monday Night Alive, we will have a limited number of copies there for picking up in case you're going to holiday events and want to bring them with you. And for those of you in our European community, the hubs are taking orders, and there are people who are coming here for our course, The Freedom to Breathe and Art of Being a Healer.
On early December 5th, 6th, and 7th. And anybody who's listening, if you want to, you'd be welcome there.
It's going to be a wonderful event.
The Freedom to Breathe is such a spiritual course.
It really is.
It really is. People discover things they couldn't possibly have imagined about how great they are. See, most of us think if we discover something, it's got to be wrong or bad. We're going to find all our flaws. But what if you found your greatness? Oh, my God. How would you deal with that?
And it's so simple. We use breathing as a tool to bring you into the moment. And in the moment, you experience the profundity of what it is to be alive and to be with another person, because you get a partner for the day.
Profundity, that's a great word.
I love that word. It's very rich.
I like
rich.
That word. Very, very profound.
you still with us, Sandy?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. How you doing?
I'm doing good, and I'm actually going to the Freedom to Breathe, the Art of Being a Healer. So I invite you all to come and join all of us. I'm excited about it.
Excellent.
And yeah, I'm excited.
I know that you are the main host for the Say Yes to Your Life hub that's in Hayward,
or yes.
in,
in California. And I want to personally invite the folks who are listening who come to the Say Yes to Your Life meetups to come join us for that. It's going to be really wonderful.
Yay, yes. That's great. Yes. And I just wanted to say that I just received my 4 copies of How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, the Spanish translation.
Mm.
Because, yeah, I just got the hard copies in the mail yesterday. And I go to Mexico near Cabo a couple of times a year. And when I was there last time, we were talking about the Spanish translation. So I'm bringing mine with me when we go, when Tony and I, my husband, go there in the summer. So I'm excited.
You know, one of the things that's quite neat about that translation, as well as the English version, is they have videos of us talking with people about relationship. And we've had those videos subtitled for the Spanish version, so people can actually go up and see people's faces as their lives transform and as their ability to relate transforms. And so it's very neat that we have that facility in both languages.
That's cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
I had one more thing to say to you. You were talking about how proud you are of your daughter, Lil. That's one of the things that you find as your greatest source of inspiration or achievement. You couldn't have done it any differently, correct?
Yes, correct.
And she turned out great, correct?
Correct.
Well?
Then you didn't do it wrong. Then your mother didn't do it wrong. Then nothing back there was wrong. It was just the way it was.
I really think before you go, we should just very quickly run over the 3 principles of instantaneous transformation, because it's so perfect for what we're talking about with you. And the first thing is, anything you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life.
It sticks around, so you can never get past your past if you're resisting your past.
So the idea that that year of your life should have been different dominates your life. It comes up as a recurring theme whenever circumstances appear that are outside your preferences.
Now, the second idea is that you can only be exactly as you are in this, the current moment of your life. So if you can only be the way you are in this moment, and try to be different, too late, the moment's gone by. So if you can only be the way you are in this moment, not your fantasy, but in reality, then in any previous moment of now, you could have only been the way you were. So that means your whole life, you could have only been the way you were in any of those situations that you think you should have been different in. You couldn't have. So the third principle is, anything that you notice, you see, and allow to be the way it is, completes itself. It's over. It loses its power over you. So seeing that your mother left when you were 5, if you just see it and don't resist that fact, it's over. It loses its power over you. It completes itself.
And it goes into the background, much like you don't have to remind yourself each day of your eye color. You don't blame your ability to read on what color your eyes are. That's something that falls into the background. It's simply a fact. So what happens is, those things that we've resisted, once you see it and it completes itself, they fall into the background, much like your eye color does. And you don't have to rehearse it in order to still have that same eye color. It's still there, but it doesn't mean anything.
I love that. It's, yes.
And
feel free.
When you're letting go of resisting things, you may as well include letting go of being hard on yourself for having held this idea for so many years.
You couldn't have done it any differently. You had to hold that idea for as many years as you held it. And with that, I'm going to say thank you for calling in, because we have another caller.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
You're welcome. We'll see you
in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Hi. Hello.
We have Jen with us. Jen?
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. It's so good to hear your voices.
That's great. It's so good to hear that you're fantastic.
So are you in Kansas City today, or are you traveling?
I'm in Kansas City. I'm sitting in my office.
Is it cold there yet? I hear the weather's coming through.
Yes, it was actually, it was really awesome. A couple of nights ago, I was sitting out on my back porch, and the front actually came through while I was there. The wind came up really heavy, and the leaves on the trees, you were talking about the leaves in your neighborhood are changing colors and falling. It was a rainstorm, but it wasn't rain that was falling. It was the leaves falling like rain. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
What can we do for you today?
Well, I've really enjoyed this. I was listening to what you were talking about with Sandy and the past. Something that I've been up to in my life these days, I've been dating, and I'm seeing a man, and he's really cool. I'm enjoying him a lot. But to talk about the past coming up, last Saturday I had another gentleman that I had dated over the summer text me just out of the blue, and it was a situation where we had gone out and we were talking for several months and gone out several times, and then all of a sudden he just kind of, I invited him to come to hang out with me and friends and stuff like that, and he bugged out on me. And so we stopped communicating, and, at the time I felt like it came to it came to a natural conclusion, because, what I thought I was aware of at the time was that, he wasn't interested. These are the things that I like to do. I like to go out with my friends. I come to New York pretty often. I travel. I have a very active life. And, at that particular moment in time, he wasn't interested in that. And so he didn't, join me and embrace that. And so I was like, okay, well, this isn't the guy for me. And so, I've been dating and, I've met this new guy, and now all of a sudden he's turned back, this other guy has turned back up, and I've got all these emotions, and it's just, I don't know how to deal with it.
Well, I have a feeling that some of the emotions that you are feeling about it right now are stirred up because you didn't let yourself feel when he bowed out of your life. And what you did and what you've repeated to us is a logical story of why it's a natural conclusion.
If you lose your keys, you get upset.
Yeah.
You look in the same drawer a half dozen times, even though you've noticed that they're not there. Because any kind of loss, and that includes somebody not calling you or not dating you, it's upsetting.
Yes.
And if you don't want to feel it, you get stuck with it.
I think the timing is really perfect, Jen. If you're enjoying yourself with this second fellow, that the first one comes up so that you can let yourself have whatever's left over from that dating time with him this summer complete itself. And that's totally independent of whether or not you want to date him again.
I don't think I understand that. What does that mean, it's totally independent?
Well, you don't have to let yourself feel what you're feeling in order to decide whether or not you want to invite him back into your life. It's about feeling what you're feeling because it's there to be felt.
Oh, okay.
And the other thing is this, Jen. That he left and that it was over, there's something about that. If you operate like there's a very limited field of possibility, then you only have two possibilities, the guy you're dating and the guy you once dated. But there are millions, literally millions of available men somewhere near you. Now, okay. we could narrow it down to the specific men that you would be interested in dating, and you'd probably still have 20,000. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting lost as to whether or not you should rekindle a fire that died.
Yeah.
And it may not have died because you wanted it to die, but it may have died because this guy got disinterested, and now he's got nobody else in his life, so he's thinking, well, I'll go back.
Yeah,
okay. Here's another possibility. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you have our first relationship book, How to Create a Magical Relationship? It's the white one with the two leaves on the front.
Yes, I do.
You should go to chapter 10, Relationship Splitters, and reread it.
Yes.
Because I find his timing suspicious.
Gotcha.
It may be that psychically he knows you're getting away, that you're having fun with someone else, and he wants to come back in
but
and
you see,
split.
When he left the first time, as in you lost him from your, he just stopped calling or whatever he did.
Right.
Then he had you because you thought about him all the time.
Yeah.
And you thought, what did I do wrong that sent him away? What could I have done differently so we would still be here? So he had your attention continuously for quite a while. And then you found somebody else. And now your attention was no longer on him at all.
Even in the background.
Right. You just stopped thinking about him. And suddenly he calls you.
Or texts you.
Or whatever.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I really read that chapter. That chapter is so fascinating because there's a woman in there, and I only remember her real name. I can't remember what we renamed her right now.
Yeah.
But how every time she started a new relationship,
a certain person would show up and
come back in her life and disrupt things until that new relationship fell apart.
Yeah, I remember that, and I will go back and reread that because it was a very powerful chapter, so I will definitely do that.
I think that's fun. Mm-hmm. By the way, I just want to say I'm so proud of you. Just how much you've been going for your life this year.
Well, you know, I don't know how long we know you. It's a couple of years, I guess, maybe three, if that.
Yeah, a couple of years.
And you are so yourself these days. When we first met you, you were at the effect of your past.
Yeah.
Given the name of this show, you know, getting past your past.
You definitely had a well-developed story of why you were the way you were and why you couldn't have the things you wanted. And it was definitely based in the past, as it is for all of us when we get started. It's based in the past. It's usually based in blaming our parents. That's usually the starting place for most people.
Yes, and that was for me, too. I my relationship with my parents, it was okay at the time, but you're right.
Okay in retrospect, my dear.
If you
had been with me when I first met you, you were not okay with your folks.
I think I recall you came to the first workshop and you were hiding from them that you were coming because you didn't want to have to deal with them. That's quite okay.
Okay.
So look.
Yes, you're right.
We have to take a break now.
Can you come back with us after the break? Not to drive you into your past or anything, Jen.
No. I would love that. Yes, I would definitely love that.
We'll be back shortly, everyone. So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. For those of you in the New York area, on Monday we're doing Holidays Made Easy. Why not launch our holidays in an easy way? And I'll give you a hint. It's all about
listening.
Also, just so you know, we have Costa Rica. Our Costa Rican adventures are fast approaching. January will be here before you know it.
And we still have a couple of spaces.
Two spots. That's it.
Out of 180, there's only two left.
So if you want one of those last coveted spots, you should let us know soon. And a weekend seminar, attending a weekend seminar...
Is a prerequisite. We have to find out if we play well together.
By the way, on the break, we saw Zach, if you're listening to the show, we saw you registering for Freedom to Breathe, Art of Being a Healer. And
welcome.
We're looking forward to having you join us. And, yeah, so welcome aboard. And we are still here with
We have one other workshop coming up in January, Money, Success, and Happiness.
Wealth as a Lifestyle. It's so, not too early to be thinking about that. And also to be getting your airlines, if you're flying in, and your hotels. It's an exciting time right in the new year. Money, Success, and Happiness. Wealth as a Lifestyle. You can find out all the information
on our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Still with us, Jen?
I'm still here.
Excellent.
Good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. You guys were talking about how, right before the break, you know, how I've been going for my life this year. I tell you what, and I think I communicated this to you last year on Costa Rica time, that very first Costa Rica that I went to two Januaries ago, that I met myself in Costa Rica, you know.
And you liked the person you met.
Yeah, exactly, yes. Yeah.
See, most of us are afraid if we meet ourselves, we're going to meet some criminal.
That's true.
Some deviant.
Or that we're going to meet the failings that are contained in our story of our past.
And if you just leave that story alone, which is what happened for you, by the way, Jen, in Costa Rica, you left your story behind long enough that you discovered who you were, not who you had been.
That's exactly right. Yes, that's exactly right. Yes, because, yeah, I went ziplining. I weighed a lot, and I actually got on a zipline and went ziplining, and I would have never thought that I could do that, and I did it, and it was
amazing. So,
and it was easy.
Yeah, it was. And it you know, it just, I that's what helps me go for it in my life, because I realized that things that I thought were scary at one time, or that story, like what you said, I don't have to participate in it. I can drop it and just get engaged in what's right in front of me.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. And thank you guys for that, because had I not met you, my life would be totally different than the fantastic life that I'm living right now. So thank you so much for everything.
Yeah, I mean, really, again, the kudos go to you.
Yeah, thank you.
You really...
But you know, I was moved when you said that. My eyes missed it up. And I appreciate your appreciation. And like Ariel said, we've been here for a lot of people, but not everybody jumps in like you have and has used what we have to offer to manifest a magnificent life.
Oh, and we know that you come to New York a lot, and you attend our weekends while you're here, and I could swear you're a New Yorker now.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, the other thing, too...
Actually, I don't vacation. New York is home. It's definitely... I love it. So I'm actually coming to the Freedom to Breathe Art of Being a Healer workshop as well. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing you guys in a couple weeks. And it's one of my favorite workshops.
If any of our listeners are in the Kansas City area, Jen has a...
Say Yes to Your Life
meetup there as well. You can find out where all of the meetups that are currently happening in the Say Yes to Your Life vein. Go up to our website under Seminars and Coaching, at least currently, because we're updating our website, and pull down menu to meetups, and you can see where they are. They're all over the world, and they're hosted by these amazing people who are practicing saying yes to their life, like Jen.
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks for being with us today, Jen. It's been a true pleasure. And don't forget to go read Chapter 10.
You betcha. I will do that immediately. Thanks, guys.
And
I
Jen,
thank you.
You are my inspiration, sweetheart.
Y'all rock.
Yeah, thank you.
Hugs and kisses from Kansas City.
Thank you.
Hey, we have another caller.
Yeah,
Pat.
Let's take her. Pat, where are you?
Hi. How
Hi.
Are you?
We're great.
Good. So
where are
say.
You?
I've been listening to Sandy and Jen and everything you've had to say to them, and I must say I can really relate, and so many of the things that you say just kind of spark my brain cells to say, aha, there we are. I'm really thrilled to be calling in, and I'm also going to the Freedom to Breathe and the Art of Being a Healer. I have not been to the Art of Being a Healer, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Uh-huh, really?
No, I've done the breathing, but I've never done the Art of Being a Healer, and I'm really looking forward to that. That's super.
Well, everything we do has sprung out of that particular course.
Oh.
Because back in the 80s, Shia discovered that he was a healer, that he had a healing presence, and he had an interest in being able to work with people. And he called up some individuals who he knew that he admired, who were had chiropractic licenses or licenses in the healing arts, and said, "What do I need to do in order to make it a profession?" And they said two things. One is to get yourself a massage license in the state of New York so that you can legally touch people, which he did, and that was a year program. And he also went off to study with these masters in different techniques. But even while he was in school, his instructors at the school where he was studying were coming up to him and saying, look, I hear you're really good, and I have this problem in my back that I've never been able to get rid of. And Shai was able to heal them. And really what they did was heal themselves. Shai was skilled at directing a person's attention into what is in a way that people heal themselves, which ultimately is what the three principles It's what our courses are about. When you see what is without judging it, it completes itself. So you're going to have a fantastic experience. You get back to the grassroots.
I think that's great. I just, from what you're just saying now, I look back and I had a partner who was a wonderful physical therapist.
Mm-hmm.
He had a tremendous gift of healing, and there were times when I would kind of join her or work with. I worked in therapeutic horsemanship, and I could see how I could help in healing someone. But you know what she said one time, and it would talk about the past, and I go back to this. She said, you know, your hands are very powerful. You really need to, you know, kind of move forward in looking at healing. And you know what? I don't go for my greatness. She said that, and I backed off and said, no.
Well, you know, maybe you haven't gone for your greatness.
But when you say it in real time, you make it real in real time.
See, maybe if you had said, I haven't gone for my greatness, it gives you the opportunity, Pat, to step into your greatness in the next moment of your life. But if you're stating it as a fact that you don't, then you won't.
Uh-huh.
So our words are very powerful. They express our truth, whether we realize it or not.
People often say to us, oh, that was just a slip of the tongue. That's not what I really meant. But our experience is people articulate things the way they see themselves.
I would agree. I see myself as resisting.
Well,
possibilities.
You can do that if you like.
you are, and you do. I mean, your friends, people love you, including the fact that you are resistant. Like, you don't like to be told what to do,
mm-hmm.
particularly by yourself. That sounds pretty normal to me.
That's very true. I don't. You're right about that.
You're not extraordinarily screwed up.
You're just normal.
You're just normally screwed up. And why you're normally screwed up is you believe your thoughts about your history, your past. You believe that if you think it, it happened. Or it's true.
You know, the other thing is I find it an interesting interpretation on your past that your partner suggested that you use your hands and go into healing arts, and your take on it is that you said, no, therefore you are resistant, you've always been resistant, and you're a resistant person.
Yes.
Now, I could go back and reinterpret it in an entirely different way, which is that at that time you were fully involved in something else, and it didn't feel like your path at the moment.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't make you fighting with her. That doesn't make you wrong. It doesn't make her wrong. She was basically saying, you know, you're powerful. I love you. You've got great hands.
But you see, this is the thing, Pat. Back then, even though you loved each other, you were fighting.
You didn't really know the technology, the ability to surrender versus succumb. Most people don't know how to include the wishes of another person without feeling like they're giving up something.
Right, as though it's their idea. So, you know, no matter what she would have suggested, you would have disagreed because you were lost in a fight and you didn't even know where it started.
It wasn't even a fight of your own making. We all learned how to fight.
Yeah, true.
And then you have a choice. What do you want to do? Well, you have a choice now.
Well, you know, like, I always have the choice to either disagree or agree with what Ariel says, or not disagree or agree, but have it be my idea.
Uh-huh.
See, I could always take myself away. It's built in, hardwired in to disagree with what anybody else asks of me. Just the way you do.
And here's the other thing is, if we go back to what we were talking about with Sandy, and that your past was perfect, and you can't have done it any other way, because this moment is perfect and has to be this way, the timing is now ripe for you to step into the art of being a healer, and you're being a healer. And it clearly wasn't ripe before because you didn't.
So forgive yourself for what you didn't do wrong.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. You haven't done anything wrong, only in your thoughts.
Right.
But your thoughts are, they're not even yours. They've been passed down from generation to generation. You know, we learn to be who we are, not out of a choice. It's cultural. That's why this approach is so profound, because it's not making what's happened in the past wrong. It's just the only way it could have evolved. And you know, the only way this show could evolve is to come to a conclusion right about now.
Okay.
I love that we're speaking, or have been speaking with you about what we've been speaking about, Pat, because next week's show is called Having a Great Life, and being kind to yourself and forgiving yourself
for what you didn't
do wrong in the first place is a great place to start. So you may as well practice that this week.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
you're
thanks,
welcome.
For calling in. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hoping to see folks in Florida. And, you know, if this show it has impacted you, share it with your friends.
Yeah.
Thanks for being
Spread
here.
Spread transformation throughout a very needy world.
And we also look forward to seeing those of you who are attending Speak Up this week. We'll see you on Thursday.
Yes.
And we'll be back next week, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.